But there is perhaps help at hand, and that brings us to the fourth point. I have mentioned this more than once to those of you with whom I'm in more personal contact. And the point is, join a parent-teacher organisation. Sooner or later, of course, your child will start going to school. And incidentally, these 15 points are intended more for people with young children than for people with older children, or whose children have grown up and by this time had children of their own. So, I'm assuming that you have a school-going child or children. And therefore my fourth point is, join a parent-teacher organisation. Don't just leave the education of your child during school hours to the teachers. The teachers may well be doing an excellent job. Sometimes they don't do, but they may be doing. But in any case, it's not an easy job. Being a teacher is in some ways no less difficult than being a parent. I don't really like to think what it would be like to be a parent and be a teacher too, especially if you had had several children. It would be a perpetual busman's holiday when you were a parent. You'd find it very difficult to draw the line between work and play. Perhaps there wouldn't be any play at all. But yes, if you have school-going children, join a parent-teacher organisation or association. Have contact with the teachers. Talk to them. Talk to them about the children, your children, children in general at the school, and talk to them about their own problems and difficulties, because I'm sure teachers do have problems and difficulties. It's not easy to be a teacher in any case. I remember in the very early days of the FWPO, it must have been in the second or third year, I was giving a talk, or perhaps conducting a question and answer session on right livelihood, and I was asked to give a few examples of right livelihood. So among others I mentioned that of the teacher, and as it happened there were six or seven teachers in the audience, and they all got up and said, we don't consider teaching in school right livelihood. It was partly because it was so difficult and so demanding, but there were other aspects to that as well. But still, even now, I know teachers do have a quite difficult time. We hear, well, at least I hear on the radio and I see in the newspapers, that teachers are being attacked physically more and more by students, especially by older students, older school-going children. And this does, of course, make life very, very difficult for them indeed. So therefore I suggest as my fourth point that parents, Buddhist parents, join a parent-teacher organisation or association at the school to which their child is going, or children are going, and try to help the teacher, or have some input, contribute some ideas, some suggestions, so that the school may become a better place for all the children who are attending there. It might even be that you have the opportunity of becoming a school governor. If there is that opportunity, and if you feel yourself qualified to take that position, and you ought to be by virtue of the fact that you are an intelligent Buddhist parent, then I suggest you take that opportunity and try to influence the school through your governorship in a positive and a creative way. So join a parent-teacher organisation, or just a parents' organisation. I'm not sure whether there are just parent-teacher organisations, or just parent organisations, or join both if you like, if the schools have both. But don't just leave the education of your child to the teachers. You could almost say that education is too important to be left to teachers, just as they say that politics is too important to be left to politicians. That's another story. But become actively involved, if you possibly can, one of you, either the father or the mother of the child, in the school to which your child is going. You owe it, in a way, to your child, as well as to society at large.